Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will offer an update on the case of Austin Metcalf and Carmelo Anthony. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Austin Matthew Metcalf was born on July 31, 2007 in Frisco, Texas. This is 28 miles north of Dallas. By 2025, he was a junior at Memorial High School. He had a GPA of 4.0, was on the track team, and was a linebacker on the football team. Austin had a part-time job at a pizzeria. Carmelo Sincere Anthony was born on May 10, 2007 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In 2021, his family moved to North Texas. Carmelo attended Centennial High School. This is about 7 miles from Memorial High School, where Austin was a student. Carmelo's GPA was 3.7. He was on the track team and played football. As far as employment, he worked part-time at a Foot Locker store and at an HEB supermarket. Austin and Carmelo did not know each other. When they eventually met, disaster quickly followed. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On Wednesday, April 2, 2025, at about 10 a.m., the police received a report of a stabbing at David Kuykendall Stadium. This stabbing occurred during a track meet. When they arrived, they found that Austin Metcalf had been stabbed one time in the chest. He was taken to a hospital where he died at 10:53 a.m. Witnesses informed the police that Carmelo Anthony was the perpetrator. He was the person who stabbed Austin. An officer found Carmelo in the stadium, approached him, and told him to put his hands up. As the officer closed in, Carmelo said, "I was protecting myself." This statement was made before the officer asked Carmelo anything about a stabbing. As the officer was walking him off the track, Carmelo said that Austin put his hands on him. Carmelo was handcuffed. The arresting officer informed another officer that the alleged suspect was in custody. Carmelo said, "I'm not alleged. I did it." He did not appear to understand what the word alleged meant. A person can be accused of a crime and be guilty of that crime at the same time. As Carmelo was being walked toward a police cruiser, he asked if his actions could be considered self-defense. So he was looking for legal advice from the police who were arresting him. Referring to Austin, Carmelo said, "He put his hands on me. I told him not to." Here is what the police found during the course of their investigation. Austin and Carmelo were both at the stadium that day, representing their respective high schools for the University Interscholastic League District Championship. Due to a thunderstorm, the track meet was delayed. Competitors moved under tents, which had been set up in the bleachers. There were separate tents for each team, and generally students stayed under the tents corresponding to their high school. Just before 10 a.m., Carmelo Anthony sat under the Memorial High School tent after being invited by a student who was already under the tent. There were about 15 students under the tent at this time. Carmelo attended Centennial High School, not Memorial High School. However, it was not illegal for him to be under another school's tent. Unusual, yes. Illegal, no. He may have accepted the invitation because his high school did not have a tent. Austin Metcalf's twin brother Hunter told Carmelo to move out of the tent. Right after this, Austin approached Carmelo and repeatedly made the same demand. In response, Carmelo opened his bag and reached inside, saying, "Touch me and see what happens." Witnesses said he made that statement multiple times. Initially, Austin said, "I'm not going to fight you at a track meet." Right after this, Austin touched or pushed Carmelo on the shoulder. Witnesses described the contact in different ways. Some suggested that Austin gently touched Carmelo's shoulder with one hand. Others said that Austin pushed both of Carmelo's shoulders using two hands. Many witnesses rated the aggressiveness and severity of the contact somewhere between those levels. Carmelo produced a folding knife with a 3.5-inch blade and stabbed Austin in the chest one time before running away. Austin grabbed his chest, said, "I think I got stabbed," and requested assistance from bystanders. The police were able to recover the knife used in the killing. Carmelo had left it in the bleachers. On April 14, 2025, 12 days after the fatal stabbing, Carmelo Anthony was released on bail. On June 24 of that year, a grand jury indicted him for murder. Carmelo Anthony's trial started almost 1 year later, on June 4, 2026. 5 days after that, on June 9, the case went to the jury. They had the option of convicting Carmelo Anthony of murder or the lesser charge of manslaughter. After deliberating for less than 3 hours, the jury convicted him of murder. In Texas, murder is a first-degree felony and has a sentencing range of 5 to 99 years in prison or life in prison. During the punishment phase of the trial, the jury was permitted to consider a concept in Texas called sudden passion, which could permit a deviation from that sentencing range. This is not a defense used during the guilt phase of the trial. It can only be used to mitigate prison time in the punishment phase. Sudden passion refers to an offender being overwhelmed by intense emotion caused by adequate provocation at the time of the offense. For example, fear, rage, terror, resentment, or desperation. If the jury found that Carmelo was under the immediate influence of sudden passion, the murder would be considered a second-degree felony instead of a first-degree felony, and the sentencing range would be 2 to 20 years in prison. Ultimately, the jury rejected the sudden passion argument and sentenced Carmelo Anthony to 35 years in prison. He must serve a minimum of 17 and a half years before becoming eligible for parole. This means he could be released sometime around the age of 36. Now moving to my analysis. Carmelo Anthony maintains his innocence, and he has a large quantity of supporters. They argue that Austin provoked the confrontation. Therefore, Carmelo was justified in using lethal force to protect himself. His supporters also argue that the criminal justice system is racist. For instance, none of the jurors in this case were black. The state of Texas, of course, disagrees, arguing that Carmelo responded to a shove with a lethal knife attack. The response was disproportionate. This brings me to the question, was Carmelo Anthony guilty of murder? Let's take a look at the evidence both for and against the idea he was guilty, starting with the inculpatory factors. On the day of the killing, Carmelo possessed a knife. He was at a school-sanctioned track meet. Possessing a knife was against school policy. Carmelo would have been aware of this. All the students knew that they could not carry knives. Carmelo sat under the wrong tent, which prompted Austin to tell him to move. Carmelo responded by provoking Austin with the words, "Touch me and see what happens." One can argue that he was looking for excuses to use his knife. He wanted there to be trouble. Austin touched or pushed Carmelo, which was illegal. However, Austin was not overly aggressive. Carmelo responded by producing a knife and stabbing Austin one time, killing him. The force that Carmelo used was disproportionate to the crime committed against him. Moving to the exculpatory factors. Carmelo was violating school policy by possessing the knife. However, according to an officer who testified during the trial, he was not violating the law in Texas. It was legal to carry the knife into that stadium. Carmelo only entered the Memorial High School tent after being invited to do so. It wasn't like he just decided to do this on his own. It was unusual for him to be there, but not illegal. Carmelo sat down and did not antagonize anyone. It wasn't like he started harassing people under the tent looking for a fight. One could argue that Austin provoked the confrontation by trying to coerce or threaten Carmelo to leave the tent. One witness testified that Austin told Carmelo something to the effect of, "You need to move before I beat your blank." The blank rhymes with crass. If Austin said that, that would constitute a threat against Carmelo. This gave Carmelo one reason to be afraid of Austin. There were other reasons as well. For example, Austin was at least 50 pounds heavier than Carmelo, and Carmelo was seated, so he was at a disadvantage against Austin, who was standing up. The trial testimony generally indicated that Austin was the one who made physical contact first. Austin did not have the legal right to place his hand or hands on Carmelo. He committed a crime when he did that, albeit one that would rarely be prosecuted under those circumstances. In addition to being afraid of Austin specifically, Carmelo may have been worried about other people joining in and attacking him. This may have intensified his fear, causing him to overreact. Carmelo stabbed Austin one time before running away. He did not jump on top of him and stab him a dozen times. One can argue that he only used the force he believed was reasonably necessary to escape. There was no overkill involved. This wasn't about humiliating Austin, like defeating him in front of his friends. This was about getting away from Austin. After the fatal stabbing, Carmelo cried and immediately claimed that he acted in self-defense. He has never offered another version of his story. He has remained consistent the entire time. When considering all the evidence in this case, do I believe that Carmelo Anthony was guilty? In my original video on this case, I believe that Carmelo was guilty of murder, but he was under the influence of sudden passion. So I would have gone with that argument and been looking at the sentencing range that was 2 to 20 years as opposed to 5 to 99 years or life in prison. After reviewing the new evidence that has become available since my first video, my opinion has not changed. Austin touched or pushed Carmelo, which was a crime. This action qualified as adequate provocation. Carmelo drastically overreacted when he stabbed Austin, which is why his behavior is still consistent with murder. Instead of 35 years, I would have gone with the maximum sentence under sudden passion, which is 20 years. The reason I would select the maximum is because Carmelo added fuel to the fire by saying, "Touch me and see what happens," and reaching into his bag. This makes it seem like he was looking for a fight. Austin may have provoked him, but Carmelo was provocative as well. What do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Carmelo Anthony carried a knife because he thought of himself as a tough guy. He was not going to let anyone insult him. Nobody was going to push him around. He was not going to follow any orders from other students. When he was sitting under the Memorial High School tent, Austin Metcalf asked him to leave because Austin also thought of himself as a tough guy. This case involved two teenagers who were impulsive, aggressive, and unwilling to back down. Carmelo had a distorted view of what legitimate self-defense looks like and believed he had the right to stab someone if they touched him, even if the contact was insufficient to cause physical harm or would not put a reasonable person in fear for their safety. Carmelo warned Austin not to touch him, but Austin just could not help himself. Carmelo could have done nothing or walked away, but he just could not help himself either. The racial component of this case led to a firestorm of controversy. Some people protested, saying that Austin was killed because he was white. Others believed that Carmelo was unfairly charged with murder because he was black. The families of both the victim and the perpetrator claimed they had been harassed. The situation was very tense. In the end, there was no clear indication from the trial that race played a part in Austin's decision to provoke a conflict or Carmelo's decision to drastically overreact and use lethal force. Racism can certainly be dangerous, but I don't think that is the lesson learned in this particular case. The lesson here is how traits like impulsivity, arrogance, anger, aggression, and a sense of entitlement become more dangerous when multiplied by two. It only took one participant with self-control in this conflict to end it. But apparently, that was asking too much. Those are my thoughts on the case of Austin Metcalf and Carmelo Anthony. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.